This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Sahaba radiallahu anhum were amazing people. We really should learn more about the Sahaba. Learn about their lives. There are some very beautiful stories, and I recommend the two books, Stories of the Companions. Two books of stories that I recommend that you get your children to read. And you yourself read. They are very well written. Very beautiful language. Beautiful stories about the Sahaba. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum wa ardahum. As one of the scholars, he said, "Tashabbahu bihim in lam takunu mithlahum." That mimic them. Be like them even if you are not like them. For when you mimic those who are noble, those who are good people, this is a noble act, a noble thing to do. So, alhamdulillah, so many of the stories of the Sahaba humble you. They make you more humble. Read about the Sahaba. Recently, I was reminded about the story between Bilal ibn Rabah. Bilal ibn Rabah and Abu Dharr, two Sahabi, Jazakallah khair. And in the story of Bilal, and Abu Dharr, one day Bilal and Abu Dharr, they had a dispute. It happens. We all have a fallout, a dispute. We don't see eye to eye. It could be something that happens between you and your wife, you and your friend, you and your employer or employee. So Abu Dharr and Bilal had a fallout. Now you know Bilal ibn Rabah is Habashi. He is from Abyssinia, Al-Habasha. And Abu Dharr, he says to Bilal in a state of anger and rage, he said to him, Ya Ibn al-Sawda, Ya Ibn al-Sawda, O son of a black woman, O son of a black woman. You can just imagine how hurt Bilal would have been. So Bilal radiallahu anhu wa arda, he went and he complained to none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Complained to the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he admonished Abu Darda and he said to him, you have traits of jahiliyyah. What you have done is an act of jahiliyyah. Now jahiliyyah is the times of ignorance, the pre-Islamic period of ignorance. Islam came to remove all of this. So Abu Darda radiallahu anhu wa arda, he went away weeping. His eyes are full of tears. He goes to who? He goes back to Bilal. They never had pride, arrogance. So he goes to Bilal and he puts his cheek on the earth. And he says to him, I want you to step on my cheek. You know, I spoke to you in that way, and this was not befitting of me to speak to you in that way. I want you to step on my cheek. You know, like an eye for an eye. So Bilal radiallahu anhu wa arda, who had manners instilled by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to perfect good moral character. إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمُ الْأَخْلَاقِ. That I have been sent to perfect good moral character. So Bilal says to Abu Darda, stand up. And so he made him stand up. And instead, Bilal kissed his cheek. Bilal kissed his cheek. And he hugged him. And they cried together. This is the brotherhood that Islam teaches us. Islam teaches us that there is no difference between a white man and a black man, an Arab or a non-Arab. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created us shu'ub, qaba'il. He created us in as tribes and nations to get to know one another, not to fight one another. So we have many examples of this, and this is why I recommend strongly for your children to be introduced to the Sahaba, to have a Sahabi that is their mentor, that they look up to. So it's very, very important to be learning about the stories of the Sahaba. Some brilliant books out there that are written about the Sahaba. So get your children to read these type of books, not these books that are fairy tales and things like that, which have no substance. So Jazakum Allahu Khairan. I just wanted to have this quick introduction as you were writing your questions, inshaAllah ta'ala, for our open session today, an open forum where it's your chance today to ask some questions and we can discuss them, inshaAllah ta'ala. Bismillah.